All right, everybody, that is the band Meyer with the song Limitless.
Hey, what's up?
Part two, and they are on the phone. They're in Quebec, Canada.
How's it? All Canada, baby.
How's it going? How's it going up there, guys?
Hey.
it's going good. Thanks for having us on the air, though.
Yeah,
oh, and, no. Roxy, and I forgot who was the other host as well.
Well, we have Susan and Voxy here. Hey,
Susan and Voxy.
You guys have a great album out.
Thank you.
And it is it is something that I think there's a lot of metal bands as you know who it's just noise. And it's, you know, they do the Cookie Monster thing, and it's hard for people to grasp onto that, in my opinion. I mean, there's definitely the few, there's that target group. But you guys are stretching the bounds with your...
Some melodic metal.
Yeah, and you can understand the words. And it is great stuff. And it's amazing to me that coming from that section of Canada, we've had several bands on from around over Toronto, Montreal, that whole Quebec region. It seems like you guys have something in the water going on over there, because we're getting a lot of great music out of there that's in this vein, and you guys have risen to the top of that. What's the secret for you guys? Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you started and where you are at as a band now.
Well, it started we started the band around 2009, 2010. I was back from I'm in the army, and I was back from Afghanistan. We had actually a band, the other guitarist Bruno, and the drummer Stefan. We had a more hardcore type of band, Lamb of God style, and we were trying to do something new, something a little bit more progressive, something a little bit more melodic, which we could express different vibe in it than just always shredding. I mean, I love the shredding and the loud growls, and I actually love the noise type of metal, but we wanted to try to experiment towards something that we could express ourselves differently and have different vibes and different songs. So we put a band together, and we decided to call it Meyer and do something more progressive with it. And GP came along later on and added the text to it, which was awesome. And after Afghanistan was a little bit hard for me to hold two bands together, so we just had to let one go, and we just kept on going and gave everything we had with this one.
I was spending about a month in India with my girlfriend at the time, and I was running a business here to do renovations in the city to pay for my studies in neuroscience at McGill. And I just said, you know what, man, I just feel like going into the music. I just kept visualizing myself while I was on those long-ass train rides, just being on stage and connecting with, inspiring musicians, the people that I really felt we had some creative potential with. And I came back here, I looked around at what was going on in the city, and what I loved about the guys from Meyer is that they were really sincere. We had a really no-bull kind of approach. And the guys, really gave me my space to be creative, and we all are responsible for our own instruments, and we mesh together that way. I think that's why you get a unique product, even if we're clear about our inspirations, right? We love prog, and we put our hands to sort of work the album dough together. But you're going to get a really authentic vibe. Every product we come out with is going to be authentic, just because we're trying to really be ourselves.
Did you throw out studies and something about studies in neuroscience in the middle
of
that whole...
We're talking to smart metalheads here.
In the middle of that whole exciting rant, you said something about studying neuroscience. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, back up there.
By the way.
JP is the brain of the band. He's a nerd. No, he's a brain, and I'm just the whip sergeant. I just do discipline.
He's like, I'm just out rebuilding houses while I study brains and stuff. Oh, by the way, I'm going to sing some metal on the side. No big deal. We're talking with JP and Dave. They're with the band Meyer, and their new album is Inward Outward. It's fantastic. You can go to Bandcamp and digitally download it. You can also check out their website, Meyer, M-I-R-E, Meyer Music. Com. We have them on the phone. They're in Quebec. They're out of Quebec, Canada. What is it like playing for you guys in the local scene in Quebec?
If you want to add on that, GP, go ahead.
One of the things I really like about what you mentioned earlier, Daryl, is that you have a lot of different types of personalities in Quebec coming out with music all the time. Montreal is kind of a hub for different types of musicians of all types. So what we really want to do is sort of like connect with the people in the metal scene, but also connect to people on the more of like the melodic rock scene. Everyone's got their own sense of identity and who they want to project that they are. But I think that rock, it's really important. This is just my personal sense and the way that I feel about it. I think that rock is important that we all kind of come together with a certain type of message. If it has to do with sort of like pushing a certain social class up, you know, maybe redistributing certain rights, a certain certain sense of education when it comes to, you know, your social liberties and things like that. Not to get too activist, you know, on you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on, do it.
I'll put a bow on it and just say it's a lot of fun to play around here. We get a lot of support, and we got to give that support back. It's a mutual,
yeah.
It's a mutual thing.
And the interesting thing about playing the style of music that we're playing is we can play with different types of band. Like our next gig is going to be mostly heavy metal. Actually, the two next gigs we're going to do in Montreal are mostly heavy metal. But like we can change our set. We have more melodic songs, like softer songs, which we can totally. We can do for a softer set. Let's say we're playing with more folk band or more like soft rock bands, and that's really cool to do that in Montreal because there's all kinds of bands we've played so far with. It's not just on the heavy metal scene.
Yeah, I grew up a huge prog rock fan, and back in my day, prog rock was like early Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yeah,
and then it progressed into like Rush and so forth. Who do you guys? Who are you listening to these days, or where are you at in the prog rock scene as far as influences on you guys?
Well, my big influence was obviously Tool. I like Rush. I'm not a big fan of Rush, but I love them. Like, I mean,
wait,
like, yeah, I didn't buy all their albums. I couldn't list.
Are you Canadian?
Yeah, I am Canadian. totally. I mean, I love Rush. Don't get me wrong in that. I love Rush.
You might get booted out of the country.
It's not something I grew up with. Like, I grew up with like the heavy metal bands, like All That Remains and Unearthed, and
sure,
like big bands, and I don't want like heavy stuff. And at one point, I just opened up my mind to more softer stuff. And yes, Genesis was part of my life. Pink Floyd was part of my life. And
sure,
as I started to grow more into the music, I realized, like, let's say you're listening to Money from Pink Floyd, and I never realized this Money is a 7/4 song, and this is a totally weird structure
for a
popular song like Money. And I was like, oh, that's really, really good music right there. And I started to look more into this and really inspire myself from these bands. So also Nine Inch Nails, Porcupine Tree, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of prog band, and also all my basic heavy metal roots as well, like old Pantera and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're talking with the band Meyer. We have JP and Dave on the line. We're going to go into another song. This is off of their album. It's the album is titled Inward Outward, and this is Open Circle. We'll be right back here on The Zone. All right, there you have it. That is the song Open Circle. We're talking with the band Meyer. They're out of Montreal over there in Quebec, or up there in Quebec from where we're at. But there's a big scene happening there, and I kind of wish I was hanging out there. There's a lot of great music coming out of this region, and Meyer is definitely one of them, and I would put them at the top of a lot of the bands we've been talking to. They have a great game, a great sound.
Thank you.
And go download their album. Yeah, no, the album is great. The artwork is fantastic. And what is it like? I'm married to a Canadian, and I'm up in Canada a lot, but I'm mostly on the West Coast. And I'm familiar with the laws for the Canadian radio and all that stuff. What is it like for a band trying to get airtime in Canada?
That's a great question. I think that one of the things that, as a progressive rock band, I was talking to Dave about this earlier, one of our priorities is to come out with a shorter EP that is radio friendly, just because sometimes we come across hosts that want to play our stuff, but are telling us that there's certain criteria that we would need to sort of curb in order to get that type of airplay. So without compromising our sound or the values of what we're projecting, there is going to be a way for us to come out with a Meyer track that is, you know, gets into a somewhat of a chorus at the right amount of time, and it, let's say, lasts a certain amount of time instead of being 7 or 8 minutes long. Or the song that they can cut at a certain point. So we still haven't exactly nailed, put the hammer on the nail on what exactly we're going to do. But rest assured, we're going to be getting some airplay soon enough, because we've gotten some love that has come with some guidance. So watch that.
And it's in Quebec, it's a little bit hard to get played on the radio. Like, we do get played on radio, but like big radios, normally they have to play certain amount of time of French music. And it's kind of disappointing, because we're a local band and we're expecting to get some time on. We're not just singing in English, because we don't like French. Like, we love French. It's our first language. It's just like, it sounds better to our ears to sing in English. And it's just a decision that we made. And we were kind of disappointed that Quebec was not supporting that much the local scene, just because we are singing in English, even though they're not clear about it. I know they're not playing the music because it's in English.
Yeah.
And they rather use their time for English music, for more popular, all their pop songs.
Yeah, for those out there who aren't familiar with that's a regional thing that goes on there. There's like this shared time. And so I was wondering when the French version of your album was coming out.
I don't mind, man. I don't mind, dude. Seriously, like, we did talk about it, and I don't mind. Yeah. I really, we could come out with,
well, actually, we wrote one song in French and in English as well. Mantra was written in French as well as in English. But the thing is, we listened to both and we're like, all right, we're going for the English version.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting dilemma out there, because I was in Montreal City not too long ago, about a year and a half ago or whatever, and there was a debate going on about video games, a lot of video games from the States. And they were debating whether to even sell them and whether the kids should play them, because they weren't being offered in French. Everything was in English. And so I could see where, being a band, you would be facing that dilemma in that region. But in the meantime, have no fear. On NWCZradio.com, you can hear Meyer, all their songs, in their entirety. So
in English.
And in English.
No tradition for you.
God intended.
Anybody who wants me to write up the lyrics in French, translate them, you know, if I get if I get two people asking me to do it, I'll do it.
He's not going to get two people. We've got five people sitting in the room.
Yeah, so flood the band, flood them with requests, and they will do the French version, no problem. So you guys have the album out. You have the website, meyermusic.com, and what's on the plate for you guys? What's the future hold for Meyer? What do you guys have coming up? What are you looking at doing?
Three dates, Daryl. Thanks for asking. Three dates are coming up. The 20th at Cabaret Underworld on St. Catharines, downtown Montreal. That's this Thursday. We're going to be playing with Turning Tides. That's going to be our next show, 2 days after our official album launch. Okay. The next date after that is going to be on the 12th of April at Cafe Chaos, which is right across from my loft, which is sweet. That's a nice, nice party.
Why yeah. not?
Okay.
Crawl
also
home.
Downtown Montreal. And we're going to be playing with four other bands. And please look into those. There's going to be lots of talent packed into that one place. And then the next one after that, we're going to be playing at Piranha Bar 1 month later on the 13th of May. It's a Tuesday. A local radio station is sponsoring that show. So come through. We got, we're definitely doing more shows in the city than we wanted to do initially because, you know, when you first start, they always tell you, you got to bring your fans out. You got to do a maximum two or three shows in a year to really capitalize on packing your rooms full. But we're happy to say that regardless of whether or not we're really leveraging that to get people over, mm-hmm. You know, we're doing what we got to do. If people are asking us to come through, we'll come through. Absolutely.
So can yeah. you?
And we're having some festivals also lined up for the summer. I think GP.
Yeah.
We have M4 Metal, Canadian Music Week, and what's the third one again?
North by Northeast as well.
North by Northeast.
Yeah, that's in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
We just had our South by Southwest here, and I know North by North.
East
is just as big up there. I want to ask you, can you say that again? The Thursday show is at the where?
Here we go. Thursday, March 20th, is going to be at Cabaret Underworld.
Yeah, okay, there you
downtown
go.
Downtown Montreal. Yeah, because I said it in French, so partly, sorry about that. And then we got to 12th,
I like that.
12th of April.
I like that.
Cafe
you can say it in French. Say it
and
again.
The 13th of May, Piranha. Okay, here we go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, see.
You thank got, you.
Yeah, you guys, that's why I hate doing interviews with people from other countries, because all the girls here, their hearts flutter with the accents
that's
and stuff.
That's right,
and,
baby.
Yeah.
You guys like our accents too, don't you?
why do you think we make music? Do you
think we like no. The oldest reason in the book.
Yeah, and how is that working for you guys? Is that work? Is that part happening for you? All the chicks are just coming in droves?
All the time. We have a JP's place set up after each show.
Well,
it's pretty cool. It's pretty, every time we play, JP throws a big party. Every time we play Montreal, JP throws a big party at his place because he lives right downtown and he kind of have a semi loft. So we just invite a bunch of people, smoke some shisha, and have a bunch of drinks, and paint a girl there.
Yeah, see, I want the invite to that secret party.
If you no do doubt. Something that you love, right, and you just attract the right energy, so
yes.
You know,
and that's and that
we get together,
that is what comes through in your music, honestly, it really does.
We get
band submissions here on a daily basis from all around the world, and it's rare that when I listen to what's being sent in where you can actually feel that this band is really into what they're doing, and that's what I think rose to the top. Now I want to ask you about your video for Limitless Part 2.
Poor
first
fishy.
Were there any fish harmed in
poor
the making
fishy.
Of this fish video?
No. There was no, actually we gave a name to these fish after we dropped them on the ground, so no fish were harmed.
Not even one died.
No. Why, they die eventually because they're golden fish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you don't know what kind of psychological issues you gave these fish. From there on out they were traumatized.
yeah, just a little bit. Just they were shook up a little bit, but no, we gave them afterwards. Yeah. I think JP brought one back to his place.
We brought that to Vet City. And then I was feeling really bad, and I asked one of the guys who worked there. I said, "Bo, do you have like a mason jar if I can bring back a fish?" I called him Maurice. And
yeah,
I brought him back to the house, and unfortunately, Maurice committed suicide like one day later.
Maurice the fish.
That
yeah.
is
I think that you're right. I don't know if it was Voxy who mentioned that, but yeah, she's the fish definitely took a dive.
Yeah.
On his own, however.
Well, it's a cool video. Who came up with the concept of it? And
well, we actually we gave a free credit to Elias Jemil who wrote him. He's a small movie producer in Quebec. And so Elias, we contacted him and we arranged something. I'm like, dude, I mean, do your own concept and what you feel inspired by the music. And we gave him directions. Like, we didn't want to have that classical, just the band playing into a room type of music video. Not that I have anything against that. It's just we wanted something a little bit more original, less focused on the band, but mostly on whatever the producer could see in his head.
The story,
so we gave him free credit. So he wrote something, gave it to us, and we just gave him the go. And we were there while we recorded the whole thing on 2 days. And we the band decided like how we organized the scene and all the stuff. So he directed it, he produced it, and at the end we just gave him the last direction on. Like, he wanted to make the video a little bit too much like a movie. The beginning, it was too much linear. So, yeah, the beginning and the end, there was nothing, like, no repetition whatsoever. So we just rewrote the whole aspect. And he's like, yeah, this way better. And really cool guy. Jimmy didn't make a dime out of that. He paid everybody according to the video. He really did it by passion, so he's a really good friend of ours.
Yeah, well, it's a cool video, and the scene where the guy is standing, I don't know, where the subway station or train station, whatever, and everybody's passing him by, and then he splits off, is crazy. I mean, that is just amazing filming right there.
Yeah, it was done in front of a green screen. Actually, this is where you can see us. If you pause, we are passing behind him. That's the band walking and a bunch of people that we invited.
Yeah. We're going to share that.
We'll
share it on our Facebook page so people can check it out.
Cool.
We wrote it on our Facebook page. We invited some people. Say, hey, look, we're shooting a music video. If you guys want to be extras in the video, go ahead. And so we managed. It was funny. At some point, we had a lineup on maybe like 40, 50 people. Just kind of standing outside of the scene, and Ilias was like, okay, go. And then we all kind of walked in a circle, like behind the dude on the sidewalk. So it was interesting to see some of the inner workings of the clip, and it worked out. It worked out well.
Yeah, no, it was very creative, very artistic. And I think that's what shows about you guys through your music and just the care you take in your presentation, no matter whether it's a video or, what we're spinning off of your album. And it's phenomenal. We're talking with the band Meyer. You can go to bandcamp.com and you can download their or pre-order their album. And it's titled Inward Outward. You guys have a couple of dates coming up that you're going to play out there in the old homeland. And outside of that, guys, I hope the best of luck for you. And if you ever get down into the States, I think that'd be great. And especially over the West Coast, we'd love to see you here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I used to live in the West Coast in British Columbia and Canada. So, yes, of course, I would love to go back to the West Coast and go a little bit south, go see you guys.
Yeah,
that'd
be phenomenal. JP, Dave, thank you very much for taking time with us. It's been a blast. You guys have a great thing going on, and best of luck in the future moving forward. Don't be strangers. Stay in touch, my friends.
Thank you so much for having us. Ladies, Daryl, you guys ran a sweet interview. It was such a pleasure talking with you.
All right. Here you go. Awesome. This is the band Meyer off of their album, their upcoming album, Inward Outward. Beast and the Machine. We'll be back here on The Zone.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
desire.